May 24th, 1977, Mrs. Ada Meichler, cast net maker in St. Augustine, Florida, being interviewed at a laundromat on Anastasia Boulevard by Peggy Bulger and Mary Bland. Sure, look at that. That is beautiful. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you make this, too. These are the hats
These
you
are
made.
The hats. Aren't they great?
They're beautiful. We're going to have to get some pictures of you outside.
Oh, not me. I don't have my pictures taken. Oh. Girls can wear them.
Oh, no. Well, just holding your cast net so we can get...
Now, this is beautiful.
How do you do this? What's it made out of?
This is cord. It's plain cord. Now, I've got another one that I just finished. It's in here. Now, there's two different type knits. This is cord.
This is cord.
Yeah, this ring. Knit cord.
Okay.
Cotton. I'll get it out in a minute. Cotton.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is what you call a Spanish knit. It has a bag, what we call a bag.
Uh-huh.
Now this is as I told you, it was an old one. With this on the shore, they throw it like this. And it goes over the fish. They fight to get out. They roll back into this bag and you have them.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Okay, now I have another one. Yes, sir?
Okay,
you just stand right there.
You got another one. This one you just finished.
This is a nylon.
I don't know how you threw one that big.
Oh, you can do it if you're man enough. And I got a man that's man enough. My nephew.
This is made out of nylon. Now, will this last longer than the...
Not necessary. And this is your English knit. See, it has a horn. And this swivel, my thing, these cords here.
Yeah.
Show you the difference.
Uh-huh.
You see this like that.
Oh.
And then you dump them like that. And then this goes over the same as the other.
Uh-huh.
And then when you want to get them out, you just do this. In other words, this makes a big pocket.
Yeah.
Like this.
Uh-huh.
And the difference, this is deep water. This shallow.
Shallow water. They are beautiful. How long would it take you to make a net like this?
I have no idea. I never have sat down and made one, but I believe if I worked at it, a week.
A week? Well, when you're making this net, do you have anything that you put it on?
Yeah, when I see Mrs. Rima.
Whoops.
You see this board? That keeps your spaces all the same size. This is just shallow.
What is this called? A shuttle?
Let me go.
You got to get that. This lead? How many would you put on a cast net?
Pound to the foot. Just go like this.
Is that kind of knot called anything special?
Netting.
And so this is what you do in your spare time when you're... I think that's really great. It keeps you really busy.
Lady, time is too precious. I keep busy. Now, I brought something out.
Oh, great.
My sister said you have gone to the one-man show. I said, hey,
that's right.
Then you
beautiful.
Weave your design in.
Wow. How big of a needle would you use?
A sewing needle.
Is this? Oh, that's beautiful. How did you get this design?
I copy a design and it felt like
that. Uh-huh. Oh, that's beautiful. I've never seen anything quite like it, have you?
What do you call this work?
Spanish drawn work. An elderly lady taught me how, and her mother taught her before.
Uh-huh. Your family is Spanish. Is that Menorcan?
Mostly French and English.
Have you always lived in St. Augustine?
Not in St. Augustine. 10 miles south of here. I'm still living there.
Really? Because the Historic Preservation Board people told me about you, and they said, oh, she does everything. She makes the pepper jelly. She raises hogs. She does this and that. And I said, wow, she sounds like the person I want to speak to. This is great. What kind of thread is this? Is this cotton?
This is a piece of linen. This here is. But this is just cotton thread here, but this is a linen thread in there.
That's beautiful.
In the background is the threads from this piece of fabric. She's drawn out the threads, and she's drawn three out and left three in. That's why it's called drawn work.
And it draws all the way out?
Right. Yeah. It's like pulling threads.
See, you cut it. See, I like to cut it too little to put it in a picture frame, and I put this on so it can go like that, over it.
How long did it take you to do that piece?
I'm just like it by the nets.
Really? You just thought, just in your spare time, you do it?
Yes, like that.
Oh, that's beautiful. When did you do this? Did you just finish it? Or?
No, it's been finished about 6 months.
About 6 months? Oh, that is beautiful. I've never seen anything like that. And the hats, are these made out of palmetto?
Yes, they're palms. Our palm tree.
Palm tree?
You get the bud before it opens into a fan. Dry it. And I split it in little splits and then braid it and shake it in the hat.
Do you sell these hats?
Anybody want to buy them?
How much are they?
$5 each.
Oh, wow. That's a bargain, isn't it? These are beautiful hats. How do you get... Are these designs that you always do, or do you make up designs as you go along?
No, I have different ones, but these are the only two I have right now. And you put a ribbon or something in that to pull it up to your head size.
Oh, they're beautiful. But...
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, that is nice. Buy it. If you don't mind, is this one sold? No? Oh, great. We did want to get a picture of you holding up the cast net, though, so that we can, when we display it, we want to have a picture of all the craftsmen with an explanation of, you know, just your name and St. Augustine, Florida, and then an explanation of how, that's why I'm asking you questions about how you actually do it. So if you don't mind, outside, it'd probably be better.
You saw me do it.
Right.
Is it light enough in here?
You want me to hang it somewhere else? Where do you want me to close?
Let's see. You got to see if there's enough light.
No, there's not enough.
We'll have to take it outside if that's all right to take a picture. When did you make your first cast net?
When I was a teenager.
And how, do you mind telling me how old you are now?
69.
So that's almost over 50 years of making cast nets. If you had to say, how many cast nets have you made altogether?
No,
you just don't know?
I don't
know. Do you know how to throw them too? No?
I haven't got the power to do it.
Well, how did you learn how to make them?
Well, I'm the youngest of 10. And I have older brothers, and they had a friend come visit them, and he was making a net. And I was one of these kind of low handwork, and I told him to give me until he taught me how.
So did, when you learned how to make the cast nets, did anybody else in your family learn? Have you ever taught anybody how to learn how to do it?
Some great nephews.
Some great nephews. Are they making them now?
Well, in a kid life, they'll do this so much that you throw it in the corner.
Yeah, but they do make them. That's great. That is great. So your family was a fishing family, though. Your husband fished with your
husband.
Okay.
But not for a living, just for food.
Just for food. I see. And your family's of English and French and Menorcan descent. And so over the St. Augustine board, when they have you making the cast nets, do they ever have you making anything else?
Palmetto work.
Palmetto work.
And I do the Spanish doll. I get tired of that, then I knit and crochet.
Really? They said also that you make dattle pepper jelly?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, you know what a dattle pepper is?
No.
It's a pepper that grows right in this category.
Right
Excuse
in this
me,
area?
Let me get these
okay.
before they burn.
Sure. Has a flavor like what?
Of its own. It's hot, but it has a flavor that no other pepper has. And it just grows right in this section, they say, from New Smyrna to Jacksonville. Right? I don't know why, but that's what it does.
And how would you make the jelly?
You take sherry gel, vinegar, and sugar, and your green pepper, and dattle pepper, and boil it, and it jams.
What does the plant look like?
It's like a pepper plant.
Like a pepper plant. And they just in this area, do you
yes.
think that, is that imported from another country?
Spain.
From
It came from Spain.
From Spain?
Yes, the dattle pepper came from Spain.
And who taught you how to make dattle pepper?
I read it in a paper where they had
Really?
It. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. So,
and my ketchup I use, it's more like a barbecue sauce that my husband made. He was
you
a great
You made ketchup
one.
Out of it too?
Made it. He was a great one for barbecuing.
Uh-huh.
And he used ketchup, vinegar, and mustard, and lemon, and butter, and give your dattle pepper, and cook it all together. And it makes a delicious sauce with barbecue.
Oh, it sounds great, doesn't it? Anyway, well, thank you, Miss Mike. Jean Waldron of White Springs, May 24th, 1977. About how you made
yes.
it. How, what this band? What is this fiber? What's that made out of?
This is made of palmetto.
Uh huh.
It we get palmetto that is I hope I can tell you.
No, that's okay.
Maybe I can
take your time.
Get the palmetto when the moon is
on the wane or on the rise.
On full moon.
Why is that?
Well, the I won't be able to tell you. I don't
know. Okay.
It's when the
she doesn't have to know when.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not like it's made of palmetto, the whole thing.
It's beautiful.
But isn't it that special palm thing?
It is the what is the native palm?
Is that the sable palm?
Sable palm. It's a sable palm, and you get it when the moon is full. That means that
that center shoot is coming up. Is that what you take?
Pardon?
The center shoot out of the center.
When
of the
tender shoot, when it's tender.
Oh.
It's just like a sword.
We can show you one, take it.
Oh, great.
And you get it when it's tender.
Mm-hmm.
Then you strip it up.
Did you strip that with a pin? Did you take a little pin and strip it, or did you use a pair of scissors?
I just
pulled it apart.
Just pulled it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave it dry for about 3 weeks. And then you strip it up in strips about this wide and make a braid. A braid.
Uh-huh.
To go around here, and then on this side too. Then you've got to go in the fields and swamps or find a palmetto that is about
the right size. Oh, wow. That's full like that then.
Did you make these when you were little, this fan, when you were a little girl?
No, I made it since you've been here.
No, but I mean, did you make them when you were little?
No.
You just started.
Where did you get the pattern for that, Jean? You didn't make it since Mary's been here. You might have made that one, but you started making them 25 years ago, 20 years ago. Where did you get the pattern?
I got a book on palmetto weaving and making fans.
Did you make this fan?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that pattern? From the same book?
No, I just got that out of my head.
It works.
That's
good.
Neat too.
Would you try it?
Oh, it does work good. Ah, fan here. Yes, it feels good. When did you first make a fan?
Oh, it must have been 15 years ago.
Wow.
She used to make those pendennis pocketbooks and things. They had a frame of doing that for a while. You know what that is? The screw palm
pendennis? No, what is that?
Pendennis doesn't really grow around here. It's more like Miami.
Uh-huh.
You can strip out the long, it has a longer leaf to the palm than the palmetto does here, and you can strip it into finer things like this, and you can weave it to make braided hats. And stuff.
Oh, neat.
That thing goes into...
It's like the Mallorcan.
They got to do a lot of soaking of that and then iron it. Really iron it.
Oh.
Well, did you ever make them too?
No, but I watched her and I did.
A million times.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see it.
I think the Dean has one that she used a long time and it's kind of worn out.
I'm sorry, I'm not able to give you full.
Well, I think you're doing remarkably well.
I've been sick.
Oh, that's what I heard. You've been in the hospital.
Yes, I have.
Oh,
Jean did you break her rib?
Oh, that's so painful. And her and your hand. Gosh.
Too.
Yeah. Did you fall?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, she made this. But I didn't know that Jean made that.
I think this came in some of the stuff from Les's family. But isn't that a pretty basket?
Oh, that's beautiful. Who made
that's
that?
Nice.
I think it was just a probably bought. Isn't it pretty?
It must have been grandma's weave for
some of them.
Oh, yeah,
it's
that's
a
neat. Neat. And this is great, too. How long ago did you make this?
Oh, it must have been 28 or 25.
Really?
Did you make very many of these?
I must have made a half a dozen.
Oh, wow. That's really nice. And you can pull it with a shell. This is really nice.
It really is neat.
You know this palm?
I don't know it personally, but you know it. Pandanus palm is what it's called.
See how
pandanus
the leaves
utilis.
Are kind of fat?
Yeah.
Pandanus,
but you couldn't get that around here, could you?
No.
Down south?
It doesn't grow here. It grows down south.
When we go to Miami to start the show...
Did you ever live down in South Florida?
I'll show Peggy.
Yes. We have a home in Miami.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Fairchild.
And then, so you have two homes, one up here and one down in Miami. Oh, beautiful. Have you always had two homes? Down?
We got the one in Miami in about 1932.
Wow.
I went down there in 1923.
Uh huh.
And in about 1932, I decided we bought a home down there.
Where were you born?
Right here.
Right here.
Yes.
Were your parents from here, or did they come here
they
from some
from,
place?
They were from Columbia County.
But right in North Florida, though,
they were born in Columbia County.
Mm-hmm.
Married, just Flat Springs to you.
And what year were you born? But wait. How old are you now?
Mm-hmm.
How old? Do you mind? Am I asking how old you are now?
91.
Oh, you're remarkable. Well, that is quite an accomplishment. And this is the house that you always lived in?
Well, my father bought this house when I was about 5 years old. And that was about 1895, 1890, we bought this house. And we've had it ever since. Although we haven't always lived in it, we've lived out on the farm.
Uh-huh.
My father was a farmer. And sometimes we lived here in town, sometimes we lived on the farm.
Before I was born, after I was born, they just stayed here. They didn't transport me.
Was this house new when they bought it?
It was new when he bought it.
Uh-huh.
Gee, now, don't tell a story. You told me it was not new. Didn't Daddy get it on a jet or something like that?
Oh, really?
Well, it was new, didn't it?
It was new anyway. Oh, right. Okay. I can't get all this information. Jim said I should start a record.
Yeah.
She starts talking, see if we can find out something about it.
Right, something about the history. So you probably know more about the history of White Springs than almost anybody around here.
Well, probably so right now, because they all passed away.
Right.
Peggy, listen, when she was, how old were you when you went to training in Atlanta?
Oh, I was about 25.
She taught school until then, and Mama would not let her be a nurse. I mean, she wouldn't consent to her nursing, so she was teaching school and hated it, and she wanted to go on training, so she wrote to St. Joseph's in Atlanta. Who put you on to St. Joseph's, Jean? Why did you write there? Why did you write to St. Joseph's to enter there?
Well, because it was known in this part of the country as an outstanding hospital.
Well, anyway, Mama found the letter. And she said, Jean, I know what you're doing, and if you're so determined to go, I'll give you my consent. She was told go anyway, so she was
oh, wow. Well. So you went to Atlanta and to become a nurse.
Yes.
When she was 25. Now, she stayed in Atlanta until the war, 1918, and they went to France, Molly Kate and Jean, both of them. And they were there a year. And then
who's
Kate,
Molly Kate?
That's the sister that died in
Oh.
She was 10 years younger than Gina.
And you both went to France.
They were both over that year. And then she came back, and there was a call for nurses to go to Czechoslovakia for child welfare. And she went. I mean, she was selected to go, I guess. And somebody put her on to it. And then after she got back, I want to tell you, she has been in my spring all the time. See, went to Miami, and we stayed down there.
for a long time.
Yeah, I worked there. I stayed here until I was 21 and went down, and I worked 44 years for a Florida Crown Life Company. And she worked a long time for the city of Miami.
As a nurse?
And come back here to live. We haven't actually come to stay at the time because we'll be, when it gets cold, we'll go back to Miami.
When it gets cold, you go down and then
but
you come back
out. But
in the
meantime, we rented our house a long time. And then Molly's husband was retired. And they had not, they lived in Charlotte. And he had not, they hadn't bought a home there. And so we said, why don't you just come back clean to you? And all this antique furniture you used to see in your mother gave up.
It's beautiful, antique furniture.
So they lived here, and then Jean would come up here in the summertime while I was still working.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I was married for a while. And my husband died, and then I was raising Jim, you know, and he's raised now.
Gosh. So now it's pretty much that you come on up here during the hot weather and go back down there in the... Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's so cold here. I wouldn't mind staying here all the time, but it's too cold. This house is...
Oh, must be.
Your house is high ceiling, too.
The ceilings must be, what, 12 feet high? 14 feet high?
I don't know.
It must be really hard to heat. But it's a beautiful old Florida house because it's got the windows that go all the way down to the floor, so you can really get...
Yeah, I'm sore now. I washed these curtains the other day, and Gus and I put them up. You know Gus?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was on that table putting them up, and got Gus to get a stepladder, and I took those down, and then I was going to wash them and starch them and iron. I did that last year, and that room has just been closed up. It's too hot. It takes 2 days.
But the Waldron family then must be an old family in this area. If your parents came from Columbia County, then so.
Did Daddy come from Columbia County?
Yes, over around Benton. Yes,
Benton in Columbia County.
Yes. It's on the other side of the river.
We have one.
How many brothers and sisters did you have? Did
there
you?
Were four girls that grew up. We lost them. And one sister died at 45 in Miami. She was a telegraph operator.
Oh. Sure.
Talk about fans.
No, I
talk about fans anymore.
Yeah.
The thing for you to do is to ask me questions and I'll answer you, probably.
Right. Well, I'd be interested in the family history, too. I think that's important.
Well, see, we lived here, and Mama died when I was 7. Molly Kate was 16. So Jean came from Atlanta. And took Molly Kate back with us to train the nurses. And I stayed here with Daddy. And Laura, the sister that died at 45, had the West Union. We had a West Union here. We used to have a good sized town, you know, and all the business and the big hotels.
What year was this about?
Well, I was only 7.
Wow.
And
then No. You're the youngest, aren't you, Libby?
It's the 60s. I'm 73.
Gosh, that's amazing. But you're the youngest of the children, right? Yeah, you're the baby of the family.
So my sister Laura took charge of me. And that was when Laura had to move away.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jean and I came to Delphi, I think, took my mind and then stayed in there. But
squeaky. Yeah, I'll just keep going over there. Did you take this one with the camera? Why don't you do that?
She gave me a lovebird. We changed. That's the way we,
you know, a parakeet.
Mm-hmm. Oh. A parakeet. She gave me a parakeet, and I made her a comic book like this.
And trade. That's great. That's what I do.
I brought the bird up here, and he ate some I guess.
What was it? When our house was rented, when we were going all the time, there was a bishop, Knight, who lived over here, and his wife and his sister, her sister. And the man died, the bishop died. But they used to go up to Vermont every summer, and Gina and Molly Kate would come and stay over there all summer long.
Oh, across the street.
Yeah, where the thing was then.
I think he ate some paint.
Oh, no.
He said something on the wall, I remember.
Anyway, he died.
Oh.
Gina, is it okay if I take a picture of you holding the fan? This has a string light, a little flash. So I just wanted to tell you that it
looks
flash.
Smile a little bit.
There she goes.
Thank you.
You must be used to using fans, though, in the summer. Before air conditioning came in, that was probably the way. Oh, I'm from up north. I'm from Albany, New York. So I'm from the cold weather. Then I
was from Corning.
Oh, really? Where the glass works are.
Jean also does chair bottoms.
Oh, caning? Or what kind of chair bottoms do you do? Are they like rush work? Or?
No, not rush, but
Oak split bottom. And
I'm
and
sure you use those one or two of them before you leave.
Oh,
they're
sure.
Really nice. And the bottoms have lasted just a long while.
How'd you learn how to do that?
What?
Caning?
Doing the bottoms of chairs.
Sure,
I had a book on chair caning that I just studied.
You were always, it seems like you were really interested in doing things with your hands all
yes,
the time.
Yes, that's true.
Did you ever do quilts?
Oh, well, I have made the past 2 years. I made 7.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. When did you first do a quilt?
Well, just about a few years back.
You just got interested in doing it and piecing them up?
Yes, but not real quilting. I didn't do the quilting. I had that done. I just do the tops.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is.
Yeah. That's right. And did you just do that from a book, or did people show you different patterns how to do
it? I had a book with different patterns in it.
That's great. Well, did your mother ever do quilts? Did she do a lot of things with her hands? No? She never did. Oh. That is beautiful.
$600. Isn't that nice?
You varnish this after it's done. Uh-huh. How long ago did you make that?
Oh, 3 or 4 years ago.
Gosh.
She had a booth over there at the festival one time.
Really?
How many changes?
That was Jean's bear paw quilt that was in the show.
Oh, that was a beautiful quilt. I saw in the show. I saw it. I didn't know it was yours. The bear paw quilt.
Oh yes, that's one of my best.
You like that pattern, huh? It's good to have.
They're quilting her fan quilt at the craft skills now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Not fan, resin plate.
Oh, it's resin plate.
Oh.
That Grace had, I hope we'll finish that thing, because it's going to be dirty time to get through messing around with it.
Oh, no.
Grace had put her quilt down on it last night and got all this fuzzy stuff on there. She told me herself, you know. And but they had brushed it all off, and she still had the quilt down on there.
Oh no.
That's a joint
effort.
See, they did all the piecework while they were in Miami, and they did all the piecework by hand, and now the guild is helping quilt it together.
That's a great idea. The Dresden plate, is that like the pattern that you have right there? Oh, I love that. Oh, that is a beautiful pillow. Is that yours, Libby? Did you make that? Oh, both of them?
That one, and she made that one.
Oh.
And this one.
God.
I don't think I stuffed mine up good enough, Mary. You make yours good and tight.
Oh, I think those are great.
That one is kind of sitting down and haunts your back. I'm going to put some more stuff.
I love the colors, though. The color combinations are beautiful. Yeah. That's great.
Well, Mrs. Freeman thought that I could. And so I started taking art lessons because I had a good idea of colors. She said, well, I'm going to put books and all those things you make me know. I couldn't think. I didn't stick with it very long, but I'd rather do colors.
Where were you taking the lesson?
Miss Freeman, and that is Peter's wife.
She teaches?
You know, the part reason I told you that was in there, I thought if they came over to the concert, they all got me free.
Oh, we can't, because we're really losing money on those concerts, and so...
Well, they let Mildred in the end, but I don't know.
Yeah, but, well, we try for most of the things, but, like, if they came over on a regular day, of course, we'd let them in free, but on these concerts, we're just really... We won't be able to have many more of them if we don't make some money, because we're losing on them, yeah. It's hard because not too many people show up for them, you know. I don't know.
I thought they came pretty good, and Kingston,
you know,
I told Jim, he says, "Is that an old thing?"
Yeah, they were playing, like, they formed around 1958, and were popular, right, between 58 and 62. And the taller guy that played in the middle, he's a member of the original Kingston Trio. The other two were new. But they've still been recording and playing in different clubs and stuff. We could draw a lot bigger audiences than we do, and really, you know, we've been kind of going in the red with the concert, so we really need to increase our sales and stuff. But our new director's in now, and we're going to be all
in the last meeting.
About how many of these have you made? How many of these fans?
Oh, I must have made.
I'd like to see the park make money.
8 or 10.
Do you give them away or keep them? Or
I never sold any.
I just do it for fun.
Yes.
Did you gather the palmetto yourself?
Yes.
Right around this area?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
We have a sable palm in the yard here that I...
That you got?
Got the...
Mm-hmm. Shoot. Gathered it during the full of the moon?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's hard to do. It's a tedious thing. I'm out to make a quilt.
Oh, really? Well, is this kind of fan is probably a lot harder to make than a regular woven fan like Libby has, isn't it?
Well, that's easy to do.
Uh-huh. And this one's got several different parts to it. How do you get the braid down on top here? Do you sew it?
Well, to begin with, you've got to have your strips, and you make the braids, and I usually, when I get a piece that's long uh-huh. enough to go around like that,
uh-huh.
I put it on a flat piece of table or something,
mm-hmm.
and put it around in a circle like that, and then put a smoothing iron or something heavy to mm-hmm. hold it down overnight. And then I start here
and start plaiting.
Sew it down with the thread.
Uh-huh.
Then you have to have the other side. You have to have another.
That's beautiful. What's the handle made out of?
It's a piece of palmetto.
Uh-huh. Wrapped?
Yes.
Just wrap it around. That's great. That's beautiful. I think those are really nice.
It's hard to do these things.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like it. You make fans and pocketbooks, and do you make anything else out of palmetto?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. You never tried making a hat?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. We just met a lady who makes hats out of this kind of woven braid, and she sews it together and then makes hats from it. And they look pretty nice, too.
Is she White Springs
person? No, this is someone over in St. Augustine, way over on the coast there. But she's a Minorcan woman. She makes fishing nets, too. She does mm-hmm. handwork, makes the nets that you throw out, the cast nets.
She does.
And she also does that kind of work and makes hats. So you can do a lot with it. Do you use, when you're weaving this and making it into a braid, is it dry or is it wet? Is it green?
It's dry.
You, uh-huh.
You let, when you gather this stuff and hang it up for about 3 weeks until it's dry, and then you braid it.
Mm-hmm. And then,
as I say, you put it under something flat
mm-hmm.
overnight, and
you sew that on the machine?
No, with the hands.
Uh-huh.
But you have to, when you work with this, you have to put it in water and leave it for an hour until it's easy
to shape.
Put it front round yeah. in a circle like that.
That's beautiful.
What do you make? You just curve those and then stick them under that plaited thing and sew it down.
You yeah.
Just make the little curve. Little, I can see
how it's done. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I never sold anything that I made.
Did you ever want to? Or you just wanted to leave it?
No,
yeah.
I never cared about selling anything. I wanted to keep or give away to somebody like...
That's great.
Sweetheart over yonder.
That's great. I know. You're going to miss it for a month. Well, we probably should be getting to go. Yeah.